Oh, so it was me and Charmander. And, well, we couldn't quite get it done. Gracie, do you know what it was?
What?
No, I'm asking you. You know what it
Oh,
was. You remember.
what? I know. You just couldn't quite get the souffle just right. Like, you
Right.
just you
We
couldn't do it.
couldn't get the souffle just right. And a curious, strange old fellow with a pointy hat had showed up at our door previous. And he did some weirdness by my front door after I, like, clearly told him I, whatever it was he was up to, I wanted no part of it. And then before, next thing you know, there's like a company of 13 dwarves in my hole. And we're just, wait, that
In your
came out
hole?
really wrong. My hobbit hole. That came out really wrong, and they ate all my food, and the next thing you know, we're on a journey for some quest to get some dragon and some treasure, blah blah blah. Ultimately, I found a ring.
Was it in your hole?
Yes, I found my hole.
Good
Yeah. And
shit.
yeah, it was the one hole to rule them
The one
all.
hole. Hell
And
yeah.
welcome to Pokemon After Dark Rye, a show where we have holes.
Apparently.
Yeah. Speaking of the ring, have you watched the ring lately?
I haven't.
I've been watching all the Lord. I just today completed all six of the movies.
Wow.
Yeah, just rewatched all of them. I saw Hobbit and most of Desolation of Smaug. For the
Smooth.
first time though, like I hadn't seen most of those movies, so it was cool to see all of them. And Samara never showed up, or Sadako.
That's good.
There was no Wells, no little girls with videotapes or, I don't know.
Or like hair covering their face.
Yeah, no. I mean, there was lots of ladies with hair, but that's where the similarities end between Lord of the Rings and The Ring. Although, what if? I mean, if you think about it, the One Ring is kind of like, it's cursed in a way. Like, it makes people go mad. Like, what if Samara, instead of, like, haunting videotapes, she haunted a singular ring, and then she kills whoever wears it? Ugh. Is that a
So
better movie than a VHS tape?
that is why Frodo went like batshit crazy.
You didn't know that?
Cause she was in the ring.
Oh yeah, I thought you was being serious that you didn't know like the One Ring was like evil or whatever.
No, I knew that. I was
Oh
saying that
no,
like she haunted it. That was a joke.
yeah, it bewitches you and kind of makes you go a
Right. No,
little
I
cuckoo
know that part.
bananas,
Yeah.
but it ultimately wants to get back to its dark lord, Sadako.
It's true.
Lord of the Holes coming to a theater near you.
Lord of the Holes.
My name's Brett. That one's
Bad
Gracie.
porno.
Gracie, say hi.
Hey. Hello.
I was thinking we could make a movie called The Hobbit.
A bit.
An unexpected journey, or the desolation of Smaut.
But it's like, oh, a girl, but she has like super hairy hobbit feet.
Oh, gross!
Or
This
those are
is
the feet.
this is like our roles are reversed. You're in the feet now, and I hate them
I'm
now.
not.
Oh, it's very distracting when you see, like the hobbits, like their feet running around there because they're like clown feet.
And you're like,
But they don't look they like they look
they don't look
real,
proportional at all.
but they don't look real at the same time. Like it's
They
very
don't.
strange. Like, please get that poor hobbit some shoes. Gracie, how you been?
Oh, not too shabby. I'm busy.
Yeah, I hear you. Anything in particular you'd like to share with the audience?
I mean, nothing like
Did you
spectacular.
bring enough to share with the class?
Oh. Things are happening.
Things are indeed happening. So, Gracie,
Tell me.
since you didn't bring anything for show and tell, I thought I
I did
would.
not. I always forget. ADHD brain.
Yeah, so we're gonna live react. You have not seen this. I have. This is
I
so
haven't.
recently we had a Nintendo Direct, which is a little usually light on Pokemon stuff because Pokemon likes to do their own thing. But since this was the what's in the news, I thought we could watch the Detective Trailer Pikachu. Detective Trailer Pikachu? The Detective Trailer Pikachu. It's Optimus Prime. He's a detective. He's a
All
tractor
right.
track. He's a tractor trailer, and he's looking for Pikachu's killer.
Wow,
No,
wow,
this is
wow,
Detective Pikachu Returns. As you recall, there was a movie by the by you know based off of an old game that hasn't had it, that like landed on a cliffhanger, that first game. So I don't know if this is going to be connected to that one or not, but I guess we'll see. After this, we're going to watch another trailer for some Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC, which you also haven't seen. So let's go ahead and just get into this. Let me know if you cannot hear.
Do I hear?
Snap.
Look at that Whimsicott. Wichimekos.
There's an Inteleon looking terrifying.
Yeah.
An even stronger bond between the people and Pokemon of Rhyme City.
Gotta get them morning stretches,
I
stretching in.
hereby proclaim this day the
Your
start
morning
of
yoga.
Pokemon Friendship Week.
Tim Goodman.
I don't know who that
Look
is.
at you.
I don't know who that is.
You two are
You don't know who Pichu is?
Wait, is Tim
The duo
Goodman
returns.
that's the name of the guy from the movie, right? Justice
I don't
Smith
remember.
played him in the movie? I think so.
Disguises are a key part of detective work.
Quit goofing off and investigate.
All right, whoa. Gracie, thoughts on the voice?
It's like a grown man.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ryan Reynolds was a grown man.
Yeah, but
It
we're
doesn't
back.
quite have like the flair of Ryan Reynolds, and it's straight up gruff detective. But I don't hate it either. It's very off-putting to hear Pikachu with such a deep voice, though.
Do it again.
Okay.
Disguises are a key part of detective work.
Quit goofing off and investigate.
With a talkative
So
Pikachu.
much for my coffee. Something tells me this is just the beginning. A light roast today, huh?
Can I just point out? Can I just point out that it's shocking to me that this game is voiced at all?
Also that, yeah.
This is a Pokemon game. Like, there's. Is this the first voiced Pokemon game? Like, I can't think of one. Like, I know, like, you know, the Pokemon say their name, or, like, you know,
Yeah.
they had their cries. Maybe there's some, like, side offshoot games that, like, have some lines of dialogue. Like, I think new Pokemon Snap had some dialogue, but I don't think all of it was spoken. But this seems. A step in a
I mean, this is
direction
the
that I
first game
like.
with, like, especially like with Pikachu talking, like,
Definitely that.
you know.
Yeah, all right. Cute. What was that, Whimsicott?
Yeah, I love Whimsicott.
Yeah.
Molly, Molly.
Lots of Pokemon being shown right now. There's a Detective Slowpoke?
That just, like, vomits everywhere.
You two,
Water
based
gun.
on our deductions, the culprit is clear, isn't it?
A bolt of brilliance! The name's Pikachu, and I'm what you might call a great detective.
October 6th, 2023. I
I
don't think.
sure wish somebody would bring me some coffee.
Yeah, same, brother. What
Dude,
do you think?
I can't get past the fact that he sounds like, I don't know, like a joke. Like, I hate
I like it. I'm actually low-key hyped for this game.
it. I would make fun of it the entire time.
I think I'm gonna play. It's just so weird, and I really want the a casual Pokemon experience. It doesn't require me a lot out of for me, so I know I'm gonna be solving mysteries or whatever. But
Right.
you know, short of that, we don't know what all's in the game. But I'm expecting a more casual Pokemon adventure, and the fact
Something
that it's
along those lines.
voiced too. Like I'm down. I think I'm gonna probably play this one.
All right.
You're out. You're right out.
Yeah, I'm out.
This is good. It's good stream fodder though, Gracie. Like you could just
Is
laugh
it?
and laugh and laugh. Oh yeah, bad games are much more entertaining than good games. Not to say that this will be bad, but you know what I mean. Like the weird and the wonky always, as far as I'm concerned, are more interesting.
That's fair.
But anyway, let's check out the Scarlet and Violet Hidden Treasure of Area Zero DLC trailer. Snap.
Those tube
Hideous.
socks, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Did I give you the right thing?
This looks like the.
Did I give you the right thing? I don't know if I gave you the right thing. Oh,
I think I've seen this before.
this is the like original announcement
Yeah.
trailer. That's my mistake. I sent you the I
I was
started.
like, I've definitely seen this
I
before.
know exactly what I'm doing here, okay?
Do you?
Here it is. Here we go.
Okay.
Fue Coco, the best starter of all time.
Okay, gym leaders.
We're just seeing a montage of your journey into Paldea the first time around.
The terrifying fish. Got it. Helping each other out. Good stuff. Okay. Oh yeah, this is the turtle.
No, this
Right?
is actually the Zelda wannabe, the mask. The festival.
Got you.
Gligar and Corphish. Corphish is getting nasty.
The teal mouse, that's right.
Rocking those same uniforms. Oh, they're hideous. She looks cool though.
Her, she has like hair for a nose.
Yeah, I don't know about that part, but other than that, I like her outfit. Carmine. Seen some Yanma. Oh, look, he's got it too.
Yeah, I think they're siblings.
They
That's a new
probably.
outfit.
Yeah,
Those are
these are.
new.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, those are cute.
So, are
I
you gonna
like
be
the
able to.
festival outfits.
So, are you gonna be able to wear, like collect and wear masks? Because that could be really
That would be
awesome.
cool.
That would be really cool. I'm into that if that's the case.
That's a very Majora's Mask thing.
Oh, hang on. Let's go back to that because it was like a you're taking like a selfie. Yeah, look, there's a whole bunch of masks there. And like
Yeah.
this green wolf one and this green monkey one, and I'm assuming this green one right here are the three like pseudo legendaries or possibly legendaries that they showed. Do you recall?
Yeah,
Like
yeah,
there's
yeah.
one was a bird, one was a dog,
Right, and then the monkey, that's right.
and they were all terrible and we hated them.
We hated them, yeah.
I don't know what this one is. Maybe that's the mythical.
Maybe, yeah.
Particular, and this is clearly Pikachu, but
Ooh, dat.
I hope there's more than just these masks. But like, if it's just these masks, then like, I'll rock a wolf mask. Sure, why not?
I would rock that Pikachu mask.
Fair, 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 fair. Yeah, they clearly have different masks on.
Okay, yeah,
And look,
so, okay.
there's your
Yep.
boys. Oh,
They're terrible.
yeah. What do you think of them guys?
I mean, the bird is the best one.
I think the
That's
dog
not saying a lot.
is the best one, and again, I agree that's not
It
saying a
looks
lot.
like a Hulk.
Why did they
Or
give the monkey these pubes on in between his
I don't
legs like
know. I don't
that? Like
like that.
why?
I don't like that.
I hate it so much. Like I feel like he should be on like a government watch list or something.
I don't know, man. I don't. I'm not about it at all.
He looks stoned though. Like he just looks like he's ready to just like
He looks like
veg
a
out, bro.
predator.
Just noticing now that the wolf guy looks like he's got a big tail, like this big thing here is his tail, and then he's got like two more little tails next to it. He got like
No, I
five
think
tails.
the little tail is like the he's like around his body.
Like a belt of
Yeah.
tails. Weird. Here's your bird.
I still don't like it, but it's the better.
I mean, it's just a bird Pokemon though. Like it's just a bird. Like I don't hate the design. Like I like that it's got like devil horns and it's got these super long
That's what the pink mask is.
eyelashes, it must be. I don't know about like I like these like white bands around its ankle. I think those are nice like accents. And the tail, you can't see it here. Let me point it. This tail's got like kind of like a hook design. I mean
Like a whale
as far
looking
as
tail.
like bird Pokemon go, I think it's really good. As far as like legendary Pokemon go, it doesn't
No.
yeah, it's just whatever. Here we go. Could you read that on the sign?
I saw like them chasing away a evil thing. See? It's like chasing
Oh, I don't
away.
know what that is. Is that supposed to
But that's
be the mythical, like the box?
the other thing though, 'cause like look, they're all on the other side.
Why do they all have devil horns?
Don't know, man.
Like there's devil horns here. The bird had devil horns. This guy's got devil horns.
They're all Satan.
I guess. Hail Satan. Like, this is a trainer, and these are the three. This is the monkey, the dog, and the bird.
Yeah.
And this must
Back in the
be.
90s when they said the Pokemon was of the devil, they were
Yeah,
right.
they were right. They figured it out. And
I
they
figured
got
it
us,
out.
and we're all
I
going
got
to
them.
hell. We're going to hell.
Good.
Here we go.
I'm gonna take Pokemon with me.
Leaf
Oh, there it
toes.
is.
There it is. There be. Okay. And that's all we're getting to that. What do you like? There's not enough here to like really get out of this. I mean, the mask is fine
I mean,
on
it's
its own.
creepy.
Yeah, like it's clearly holding the mask in front of itself, right? Do you
Yeah, like it's hiding its face.
think this is going to be like a Mimikyu situation and we'll never get to see what it actually looks like?
No, I think it's gonna be like we're gonna find out. I think we're gonna find. I think it's gonna be like a different form.
I mean,
Like
clearly it's going to look like this.
something. Yeah.
Right? Like it's going
But
to
I think it's
have
gonna be a different form. You know what I mean? Like
it's
unbound versus bound.
oh yeah, that tracks with the way Pokemon like to do things, but it's clearly like a bird though, right? Like it looks like it
Yeah.
has wings for arms. Like it's got like a little tutu here and then like spindly legs and then this looks like a beak to me. And this looks like feathers. Like it almost looks like
Yeah.
a mean braviary kind of from on the mask.
I see it. I see it.
So grass flying, I guess, is what we're going with, because it's got little leaves on its toes.
I saw that too, yeah. Right, that checks out.
That checks out. Here's the next one.
Oh, this is the turtle one.
This is the turtle one. This is the future one. Blueberry Academy.
Blueberry Academy.
Remember when we thought like, oh, because time travel or whatever is so like kind of integral to the plot of the fur of Scarlet and Violet, that we were like, I was personally disappointed that in Area Zero we didn't actually get to go to the past or the future. But then we was
Yeah.
like, oh, that would be great for DLC though. And then it looked like that when they showed us like these teasers like a while ago. We're like, oh, it looks like one's a festival from the past. Oh, one looks like a research facility from the future. But nah, this is just
No,
shit.
they're just related to their own
It's not past or
area.
present. It's just a festival that happens like every year in
Yeah.
Paldea, and it's just a
Another academy
regular
that's in the
academy that's
same future, yeah.
just off the coast on in the ocean, not future at all. So I'm like, so no time travel. Sure.
No time travel.
The Indigo Disc.
That's right. Okay.
Now, what's that color? Was that color? Would you describe that as indigo?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I'd say that's like more like a blue, just a straight blue. Indigo is like
That's like
purple, right?
Indigo is like that sign but in the back.
This thing?
Yeah, that's indigo.
That's indigo? It looks more like
Yeah.
a navy blue. Maybe my eyes don't work. This disc isn't indigo. I want my money back.
I mean,
New character.
Scarlet was literally orange.
So these are some new outfits.
Yeah, those are new.
Like
Like
the.
sailor.
I don't know. I don't know if I
I don't
like
know about
it.
the shoe, but
It's
the top is a sailor outfit.
the pants are fine. It's just nice to see something other than the school uniform. Like I can live with it just because it's not a school uniform.
Terrarium.
So it looks like the disc is split up into four biomes here.
Yeah, it's like an
So
arena style.
yeah, so it looks like you have a mountainous
Mountain,
area with some, but you
swamp,
can't see it. So if you look over here, you see it's got like some
and
grassy zones.
waterfalls.
Some grassy zones over here. Like this screams like there's a boss fight or something here.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I figured it out just off the top of my head. There's gonna be new Titans in this, is there not? Like I'm just guessing, but like wouldn't that just make sense?
Yeah,
To
that
add
does make
more Titans
sense.
to the game? Because look, you see there's the Area Zero
They're like middle.
crystal weirdness right here in the middle. Where all of, like they're studying the effects of the crystals here, like they've got it contained to figure it out, and like this is where like a new Titan is gonna be, and I'm just postulating, but I'd be surprised. And yeah, you got the winter area. I don't know what is this, just the ocean area? Yeah, because
It's like a
look,
plateau, yeah.
yeah, and it's got a lake for the fresh water, and here you see it's got an ocean, so salt
Sea
water, so it's a sea, and then this is just
and
like the
ice, and this is like
desert.
swamp and rock.
Desert,
Oh, desert.
maybe. But yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Oh, got the C-Zip Striker and Golurk. Those are good ones.
Good stuff.
Double battles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in the main game?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't think they were.
There's only happened. Oh, there was, but it only happened like once or twice.
Okay.
Like the.
Some new
ghost
characters
one.
Here. Oh, you're right. The ghost one. That's the only time I remember. Now that you mention it. Party turtle.
I love that turtle.
Turtle's pretty. There it is.
Oh, so pretty.
So you got the teal mask fall.
Oh, see, look, you can even see it. It's like peeking behind it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Fall, and look, it's got like little spikes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got devil horns again. Weird. Mm-hmm. And then the Indigo Disc, winter 2023. I'm still so curious as to see how big that turtle is supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope it's gigantic.
Be pretty cool.
Would be pretty cool. Hey, Gracie, before we get your final thoughts on whether or not, like, you have to decide today whether or not you're buying the DLC and playing it.
Okay.
I picked Detective Pikachu, so you can't have that one. So I guess that means you have to do the other two and report back to us.
I don't have Scarlet, so.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter. You can have Violet and play both of them.
Oh, really? I thought it was one okay.
Yeah, no, the DLC, the two DLCs are, like, one is in fall and one is in winter, and you can buy them for either. Now, if you own both copies of the game, you got to buy it twice, once for each game, but you'll be fine, because...
Yeah,
we're
not doing that.
Neither of us are the person that buys both copies, just for, like, the box legendaries or whatever. But hey, we got to do a Pokemon of the episode. A little bit
Let's
of a quick episode this week. Before we do that, I do want to thank our patrons for selecting the Pokemon of this episode. So shout outs to Steve S, Steffi L, Mom, Mine, Ken P, Skillet. And did I get everybody? How many was that? I think I got everybody.
Okay.
Steve S. This is all from memory, by the way, folks. Steve S, Steffi L, Mom Mine, Ken P, and Skillet. That is correct.
Okay.
Got all y'all. Thank you so much. And if you would like to dictate what we talk about, check us out, patreon.com/poddog. There's also extra stuff, a couple bonus videos still floating in there before they release to the public. More stuff is always going on. And the more patrons we get, the more we'll do. But also, before we move on, I also want to remind everybody that after this episode, we will be moving to a bi-weekly release schedule. So this episode comes out on the 27th, which means we will not have an episode on the 4th, but we will on the 11th.
Happy America Day.
And that's not to say that something won't come out on the 4th as like a July, kind of like mini-sode July 4th special sort of dealio. You might occasionally get a little pop-in from me or from Gracie or something every once in a while, just as things like July, you know, July 4th, which is...
Holidays. You know,
for our international folks, July 4th is kind of a big deal in North America. But yeah, like say for instance, Christmas falls on an off week, we'll still have a Christmas episode. Like we just can't.
Oh yeah, we can do something. Yeah.
Or Halloween especially. But
for
yeah,
sure.
so don't worry. The show's not going anywhere. We're just moving to bi-weekly so that we can better do this stupid thing called life and
it's
also,
true.
You know, be fresh and keep things high energy for y'all, because can't you all tell? I'm so run down. I'm so beaten.
I'm so tired.
I carried this ring all the way to Mordor.
All the way to Mordor.
And then, like, Gollum pushed me over and made fun of my mom.
Like, meh.
But yeah, let's do this thing.
Wait.
Number 97, it's Hypno.
Hypno.
Hypno, the consent
Hypnotoad.
Pokemon. Let's start with Drowsy before we get into this nightmarish hell
Nightmare.
spawn. This nightmarish hell spawn. Uh-oh, my computer froze.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, bad things are happening.
SpaghettiOs.
Gracie, help me. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Let me look up Hypno.
Uh-oh, bad things. Make the bad man stop. Okay, I got it.
Okay, good.
Drowsy is the hypnosis Pokemon. It is psychic, introduced in Gen 1, and evolves into Hypno at level 26. And it looks like a big tapir or like a
Yeah.
little elephant man. Nobody's quite sure. It puts
I
enemies to
say
sleep.
taper sounds right.
It puts its enemies to sleep, then eats their dreams. I don't even know what a taper is per se. I'm not sure where I pulled that out of. Definitely my ass.
Really?
Speaking of the ring, occasionally it gets sick
Ha
from eating bad dreams. If you sleep by it all the time, it will sometimes show you dreams it has eaten in the past. Ooh. It puts its enemy to sleep and eats the victim's dreams as it descended from the legendary beast Baku. So hold on. There's a legendary beast in Pokemon lore called a Baku. I gotta click on that.
This is a taper.
It's a supernatural being that devours. Okay, so these exist in Pokemon world. Interesting. A Pokemon, so there should be a legendary Pokemon somewhere running around that's like just a giant Drowsy. If you think that you had a good dream but you can't remember it, a Drowsy has probably eaten it.
Oh, nom nom.
It remembers every dream it eats. It rarely eats the dreams of adults because children's are much tastier.
Oh my
What did I
God.
say about that watch list?
Yeah.
When it
Registered.
twitches its nose, it can tell where someone is sleeping and what that person is dreaming about. I don't like him. Make him stop.
I can twitch my nose.
Can you really? Let's see it for the YouTube and
Okay, ready?
Spotify folks. Do it, do it. Aren't you just like
Hold
breathing?
on.
I don't know if that counts, Gracie, because
I think it counts.
I think wiggling is left and right,
Oh, I
not
can't
up and
wiggle left and
down.
right. Mine's like, I don't know. It's not up and it's like,
Dear viewer, you decide. Tweet at us at After Dark Rye
hold on,
and
I can't do it. I'm
Gracie
laughing. Hold
V
on.
Star, and let us know if this is a nose wiggle. And if this is your kink, boy, is this the episode for you.
This is it.
This is it. We finally, it took this long to get to it, but man, did we ever. If your nose becomes itchy while you're sleeping, it's a sure sign that one of these Pokemon is standing above your pillow and trying to eat your dream through your nostrils.
See?
It's getting worse. Let's see. It is skilled at hypnotism.
Duh.
I'm still looking.
Okay.
It loves fun dreams.
What?
It loves fun dreams. A Pokemon that nourishes itself by eating dreams, it is thought to share common ancestry with Muna and Masharna.
Okay.
It finds really fun dreams tasty. When it makes friends with people, it may show them the most delicious dreams it's ever eaten. It can be spotted near recreational facilities, intending to eat the pleasant dreams of children who enjoyed themselves there that day. He's. No, make it
That
stop.
sounds terrible.
It's awful. It puts its prey to sleep and devours their dreams. Bad dreams taste sour, so Drowsy doesn't particularly like eating them.
I don't like sour dreams.
It doesn't. I love a good sour. That's all the Dex entries for this monster who should be behind bars.
Seriously.
Good shiny though.
Yeah, I do like the shiny a
The
lot.
drink. I like that he looks like he's dipped in honey. Well, the thing about Drowsy that I don't like is that he has like the spirit fingers, like they just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And
Yeah, they
then
freak me out.
if you put that, couple that with the tr with the Dex entries we just read, it just makes it everything more. It
It's
just makes
extra
everything worse.
creepy.
And but at least he's like an animal, which when we get to Hypno, you're gonna hear how much I
Yeah.
absolutely hate it. Drowsy's numbers in the Alola Pokédex in Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon and the Paldea Pokédex are identical, 66 for the former and 66 for the latter.
The number of the beast.
The beast! Drowsy is. It's not Vivillon. Drowsy is based on the Japanese myth of the Baku, creatures who eat bad dreams of sleeping people. Yeah, based on tapirs, pig-like animals with small trunks in South America and South Asia. It also shares some traits with elephants, and its dual color makes it especially similar to the Malayan tapir. You're not gonna believe this. This is gonna just be shock you, but Drowsy's name is derived from the word drowsy, like you're feeling drowsy and about to take a nap.
No way.
I know. And speaking of things you're not gonna believe, Hypno's name is derived from the word hypnosis. Did you know that?
I'm gonna fall asleep
Oh
because there's a drowsy in my vicinity.
no.
Just kidding. Anyway.
Oh no, that yawn was very real. I am feeling rather tired. Are you feeling kind of tired? Maybe we should fall. Maybe we should take a nap after this.
Take a nap now.
Hypno is the hypnosis Pokemon. Is the
Is the
wanted for questioning by police Pokemon. It
Believe that one.
looks like an old man with like a vaudevillian like ruffled collar thing, right? And it carries around like a little, oh God, Gracie.
What?
It carries the ring.
Oh, can't escape it.
Are you looking at a picture of Hypno right now?
Not right now, but I can. But I definitely re remember the thing.
Hypno has the one ring. Sadako's gonna be pissed.
Be mad, big mad.
When it locks eyes with an enemy, it will use a mix of PSI moves, psi moves, psychic moves. I don't know why they did it like that. Just type out the word psychic. They get paid by like,
The letter?
yeah, I'm gonna say they get paid by how much like space they save on. So they're like just a brief. Or is it like Twitter? Like you gotta get it. Anyway, it will use a mix of psychic moves such as hypnosis and confusion. Avoid eye contact. Uh-oh. If you
Sorry.
come across one, it will try to put you to sleep by using its pendulum. It's gonna put
That's
you.
a
You're gonna
little.
look at that ring. A ring. If you lock eyes with it will try to hypnotize you. It's best to close your eyes quickly before you get hypnotized.
I think Hypno needs to learn a lesson in consent, because.
The consent Pokemon, absolutely. I don't like it. Hypno holds a pendulum in its hand. The arcing movement and glitter of the pendulum lull the foe to a deep state of hypnosis.
I like glitter.
While this Pokemon searches for prey, it polishes the pendulum. The longer it
That what they call it
swings,
nowadays?
that's what they call it. I don't want to know what he's swinging, and I definitely don't want to see him polish it. The longer it swings its pendulum, the longer the effect of its hypnosis lasts. It's always holding that pendulum that it rocks
Always.
at a steady rhythm. It causes drowsiness in anyone nearby. When it is hun very hungry, it puts humans it meets to sleep, then it feasts on their dreams.
See? Consent. What is
Consent.
this?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Hypno.
It carries a pendulum-like device. There was once an incident in which it took away a child it hypnotized.
Registered.
I have to read that again.
Hypno.
It carries, this is Fire Red. It carries a pendulum-like device. There was once an incident in which it took away a child it had hypnotized. What have we all, what have we been saying?
What are you doing?
Why did they write this? When it, oh God, I don't, are we gonna be on a list just because we're reading about it?
No, it's not art, like.
Swinging its thing can induce sleep in 3 seconds, even if someone just woke up.
I mean, same, but I can fall
Um,
asleep after I just
while
woke up.
this is from Sun. While
Okay.
it is an extremely dangerous Pokemon, people are in need of a good, sound sleep call it their savior. I just want to point
That's
out, it's
creepy.
extremely dangerous, and takes children away.
That's terrifying.
As a matter of course, like I think they made a movie about this guy. It's called The Black Phone or something. As a matter of course, it makes anyone it meets fall asleep and has a taste of their dreams. Anyone having a good dream, it carries off. Great. Fantastic. In Alola, Komala is Hypno's main target. It rarely harms people. Okay, now it's flipping the script on us. It's like, oh, we kind of fucked up a little bit. Let's just pump the brakes on Hypno's shit. It went from extremely dangerous in Sun to
so like it doesn't really hurt people.
Rarely harms people in Ultra Sun. There are some hypno that assist doctors with patients who can't sleep at night in hospitals. See, that's fine because they're there.
I remember that.
They're
that was
there
a thing
be,
in one of the episodes.
Yeah, and they're there. People are there to be helped, right?
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's
I have no
consent.
Issue with that.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Avoid eye contact if you come across one. Yep, no doubt.
No.
When it locks eye. Oh, wait, we already read that one. Yeah, that's it for the Dex entries. It's a monster. Kill it with fire.
Mm-mm.
Throw it in jail for a million years. I don't care about the shiny. It's just. It's not as it's just pink. It's not as interesting.
It's just more of a Pepto-Hypno.
Hypno's red, blue, leaf green, and scarlet Pokedex entries make reference to it using psi moves, possibly indicating an early name for the psychic type in English. Hypno's number in the Alola Pokedex and Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon and the Palkia Pokedex are identical, 67 for the former and 67 for the latter. It is based on a taper, although I doubt that.
You read that part already.
I did for Drowsy. This is for him.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it says he's based on a taper, which I don't see it. He just looks like an old man with a big nose. He's also based on a hypnotist. What? A Baku, or dream-eating spirit. And it also looks similar to a proboscis monkey. That would make more sense.
That I remember, yeah.
That would make more sense, but as a kid growing up with Pokemon, I never knew what a proboscis monkey was and put two and two together. To me, it just looks like an old man with, like, a, oh brother, where art thou? No, that's not Shakespeare. What's Shakespeare?
Hamlet?
Oh, Hamlet, I knew thee well. Oh, Yorick von Eckelstein, I held thee skull in front of me. Oh, no, Juliet's dead. Type of, like, ruffled collar. But other than that, he's a naked old man with a big nose and a ring.
Good.
Like, he's totally, like, I hate how he's, like, splayed out and he's like, don't look at my crotch.
But also, that's why he's a registered creeper.
He should be. You know what? We should just move on before the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Before the ring.
Or it takes us all.
It's going to take us, Gracie. Like, there's just.
I believe it.
I mean, as many times as we've watched The Ring, like, in general
or referenced,
on this,
it.
Or referenced
yeah.
it, like, it's a miracle that we're alive at this point.
That's true.
And you know what? If it just, like, happens from nowhere, like, it would just totally be warranted at this point. It's kind of like...
I would be like, okay, yeah, this
kind of like
out.
Candyman or something, you say, or like Bloody Mary, you say your name in the mirror. Mm. Say it enough. Wait, what was that?
Yes, that was Bloody Mary. You say it three times.
You don't hear that?
No.
You really don't hear that?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't hear it. Oh, now I do. Yeah, Gracie, these are spooky sounds, and I don't appreciate them. We should just move on to a little segment called Pseudo Would You Rather. Gracie. Pseudo, would you rather fly on an angry Charizard or surf on a Pokemon that's way too small in the middle of the ocean? Let's say,
read it again.
Would you rather fly on an angry Charizard way high up in the sky or surf on a too small Pokemon in the middle of the ocean? Like, say, I don't know, an Azumarill or something. Something capable.
Charizard.
Really? You'd rather fall to your death? I think I'm with you, though, honestly.
I'm terrified of the ocean, so...
Yeah, me too.
Recent events highly interesting and terrifying.
I am not trying to see the No Titanic. I got better things to spend my money on than $250,000.
Yep.
Do you hear that?
Make it stop!
I can't!
I don't like
it's not
it.
Me, Gracie. It's not me. Pseudo, would you rather be a member of Team Rocket or work with a professor?
Professor.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, as far as legitimate work goes, but I feel like
me
it's
and Sonya are gonna
with those old men.
Me and Sonya are gonna hang out.
Pseudo, would you rather listen to Jigglypuff sing or watch Mr. Mime Mime?
Oh, Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
I'll take a good nap.
All day, every day. Which is different than Hypno. What the
Jesus?
What is
Jesus?
Hello?
Jesus is calling. Mom!
7 days. Mom! Mom, we need more popsicles, Mom! Sudo, would you rather have a shiny Pokemon or a Pokemon, like the best Pokemon for PvP? Like it's really good for PvP.
Shiny.
Yeah, me too. Shiny. I'm surprised. I
love a good
go,
shiny.
I thought you'd go
no,
for
I
PvP.
No, I love a good shiny.
Yeah, and to be clear, the question is that it's a good shiny.
So, yeah.
Sudo, would you rather be alone in a dark cave or in a ghost tower?
Ghost tower.
I agree. This is a trick question because
people
you
get
to,
trapped in caves.
I was gonna say if you go to the cave, you're gonna encounter 1,000 Zubats and go insane and be like that girl from The Descent that's just gone mad.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
At least in a ghost tower, you know it's just Pokemon and they're just playing pranks on you. And
they're just dicks.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you're gonna get licked and paralyzed. And sometimes I like to get licked.
Yeah.
And paralyzed. Sudo, would you rather stop playing Pokemon video games forever and instead collect Pokemon cards, but you get all of them? Or would you rather be able to play all the video games as much as you want forever, but never be able to play any other games again? I feel like this one's pretty obvious for me.
I did the first one. The first one.
You get
I
all
want
the
to play
Pokemon
all my
cards.
Other cards.
You get all
I
the
play
Pokemon
the cards,
cards,
and then I would.
And you get to play other games. You just can't play
any
more
the
Pokemon
other
games.
I'm okay with that.
But also, you get to be pretty rich because you've collected all the Pokemon cards. Which, if
also
you collect, all of them, then you know you could sell some of those things for big old money. It's not bad. Let's do one more here.
Do one more.
We'll do one more.
Yeah. Do one more.
Sudo, would you rather take a nap with a Snorlax or have a swim with a Lapras?
Snorlax.
I'm going to just say, I just want to say the Lapras is in a lake, like just a standard
okay.
old lake. Like you're not in the middle of the ocean. You're just having a nice beach day. This is a relaxed question. Snorlax, I'm going to go with Lapras if that's the case, because Snorlax could roll over on top of me and kill me.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do Lapras too if it's not an ocean.
Yeah, I just came from the lake yesterday, actually.
I like a good, like, casual swim.
And I like a good casual podcast. And folks, that's going to do it for us here on After Dark Rye. We did it!
We did it!
We did it!
Yay!
Gracie, tell people stuff before we go.
You can find me on Twitter. Be Gracie Z, I think. Yeah.
Soon to be someday Gracie V Star.
Yeah, we'll see.
You can find me in hell. Check out Jaws Breakers. We just had the episode come out for The Shallows, and I believe next we're watching The Requin. Requin. The Requin. Requeen. I don't know what that word sounds like or means like, but it looks pretty cool. Watching that next month, so check the socials for when we actually do that thing. Don't forget, this show is moving to bi-weekly. We will see you the week after next. We love you, and we're in love with... hang on.
Oh, big one.
Hang on. Oh, God, that woke me up. And after you get sleepy...
That cry will... be knee.
I don't know what that means. Oh, Gracie, good night.
Good night.
This show is brought to you by PodDog, the one-stop shop for all your Pokemon After Dark Ride, Jaws Breakers, Let's Die, and Watchers of the Stuff needs. If you liked it, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/poddog or visit the link tree in the description for our Discord, Twitch handles, and socials. PodDog Productions. We had to keep track of all this stuff somehow. By the way, are you going to eat that? I'm starving.